Do you, should I say Happy New Year or Happy New Year? Like
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
Go with that.
Welcome back to Nourished by Spinnies, the podcast which promises to inspire you to eat well and live well. I'm Devina Devecha.
And I'm Tiffany Eslick. Welcome to a space where we hope to nourish your heart and soul. On this show, we chat with leading players in the food community, from farmers to foodies, as well as health and well-being experts. It's all about engaging conversations and fresh ideas.
With Veganuary kicking off, you'll find special deals in our stores on a whole lot of vegetarian and vegan products all of this month. We're staying on theme on the podcast as well, and I'll be talking today to Chef Rahul Rana, who's behind my favorite vegetarian dining experience, Avtara.
So considering India has such a rich history of vegetarian food, and you do see so many interesting and complex dishes across the different cuisines within India as well, why is this your favorite?
So I think for me, I've never really taken to vegetarian food that much growing up. And I found this to be a very different experience. Like he tells us on the show, they're not showcasing any classic vegetables that you might find on a normal or what would be considered a normal Indian restaurant's menu. Avtara is part of Passion F&B, which also owns the award-winning Trescent and Trescent Studio, headed by Chef Himanshu Seni. And Tiff, you spoke to him on the show last year.
Yes, so please do check out my episode with Chef Himanshu in your podcast player if you haven't heard it already. On the episode, Chef Himanshu told me how he also tries to showcase veggies on his menu as well.
There are 20 dishes in the menu. 11 of them are vegetarian dishes. Even though dishes which has animal protein, it's always used for me as a secondary ingredient on the plate. For me, the dish of lobster is not about lobster. The dish of lobster is everything else about lobster. The lobster is just there so that you can enjoy the curry, for example.
Yeah.
So it's the other way around. Like if you go to a European kitchen, you have the meat on the plate and then you have a side dish to go along with it. For me, we follow the other way around.
You know, like your conversation with Chef Himanshu, you can tell that, you know, he's made the same effort with different ingredients as well. And to see Chef Rahul do this with vegetables from India and also vegetables that are perhaps not very well known or popular, it's just amazing to see. And that's why I highly recommend people go there.
Do you know that I haven't been yet?
No, you haven't. You come on.
Yeah, I don't know how. It's
you have to go. I can't believe it. You absolutely have to go.
So that is top priority on my list for the beginning of this year.
Yeah, and I think this is a perfect time to go because Avtara moved just last year out of Trescent's original location into their new space, which is in Dubai Hills. And that's where I sat down with him before their evening service. And this space, honestly, is so well designed and very relaxing. Chef Rahul showed me around and talked to me about the history behind the beautiful artwork that they have across the restaurant.
Can you tell me what did you see on this painting?
I think of a few different things.
Yeah.
I think of water and waves. I think of like peacocks and feathers. I just think of the beach as well and just.
So it's actually Lord Krishna.
Okay.
So if you
peacock works, I guess.
If you see very closely, so Lord Krishna is playing the flute.
I see what
and
you
that
mean.
That peacock is on his head. And whenever he played the flute, so he crossed his leg.
Yes.
So that kind of sentiment and emotion on this picture. So Lord Krishna is welcoming you and he's playing the flute.
Yeah.
And there is one beautiful weapon of Lord Krishna, which I personally believe it is not a weapon. It's an ornament for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a jewelry for him. And that's known as Sudarshan Chakra. So you can see the ceiling light.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So the meaning of Sudarshan Chakra means now you are going to have a very good view about the location, the good view about the ambience, the good view about the food. You are going to get the very positive energy.
Mm.
So Lord Krishna is welcoming you with Sudarshan Chakra.
Yeah.
And when he is playing the flute, so that music is traveling from the ceiling.
Okay. Yeah.
So it is going on the top of every table.
Yeah.
You can see.
Yeah.
So that music, that positive vibes is coming to you.
Yeah.
And this color, it represents the water.
Yeah.
So it's a river which is coming from my hometown that's known as Gomukh.
Mm-hmm.
And the glacier of that that place, its color is very similar to this.
Okay.
So our interior designer, he personally visited on that place to see that color.
Yeah.
So even you can see the boat. which is not on in the sequence, it represents the waves of that river.
Right.
And the flooring represents the mountain of that area.
Mm-hmm.
And this table and chair represent the trees.
Nice. I mean, it's a very calming space. I will tell you that. It just, you walk inside and you just feel, I'm relaxed.
Yeah. So there are other paintings also here. If you come on this side, on your right, you can see a yoga pose.
Yes.
Can you identify what is this?
I'm not a yoga person. I feel like my parents would tell me, but you're going to have to do the honors.
So it's Buddha.
Okay.
So Buddha is on a yoga pose.
Yeah.
And in the kitchen, you can see there's a painting and there is 9 different dots which are connecting with each other.
Yeah,
so as per the Indian mythology, Hindu mythology, there's a Lord Vishnu who is the creator of this universe. So he has 9 avatars.
Yeah.
And that all avatars are connecting with each other in the form of energy.
Right.
And that energy is coming to you through the food.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why it's in the kitchen.
Okay.
And as of now, as we are doing a chakra menu. So chakra menu, like if you are having a very balanced diet and if you are eating a very healthy food, so your metabolism is always active.
Yeah.
So that is the sign of our digestive fire, which you can see, which is also known as a metabolism.
Okay.
On the pillar.
Very cool. There's so much thought that's gone into how the design flows into the story of the menu, but also the concept. It's amazing.
And there's the peacock, our mascot.
Yes.
That is again made by the designer. His name is Kaushal.
Mm-hmm. So he's from India as well,
he's
right?
From India, yeah. As well, and he's a very talented guy. Yeah, he create all these paintings.
And it's not just like flat paintings, like, you know, with that, even with that, there's so much texture in what you've created.
Yeah. Everything, whatever he have created here, it is made with the ropes.
Ropes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he used different kinds of ropes here.
Wow, just to do this with all this rope, the amount of skill it must have taken to do it.
It's so huge, if you can see.
It's very big. It's quite twice my height, at least.
Wow, it sounds like the interiors almost integrate with the menu.
It's really so beautiful. I think the move has been a huge boon to them, both to give Avtara its own identity, but also allowing them to create this custom space to combine cultural tradition with this integrated vegetarian menu that, as someone who's been there multiple times now, is a massive win. Chef Rahul started out in Dehradun, which is in the north of India, as a pastry chef at this resort that was known for its Ayurvedic food. But he's been learning from multiple styles of cooking, but definitely with a focus on pastry. And by the way, he still looks after pastry across the group, along with heading Avtara. How did the idea for Avtara come about? Where was it born, I guess?
So the idea actually born in 2019.
Okay.
When I was a part of a studio, dressing the studio.
Yeah.
And in our existing previous location.
Yes.
On that time, Chef Himanshu and we all make a menu called Sashya.
Okay.
So Sashya means plants or vegetables in Sanskrit. So on that time, the menu which we have created, it was 70% plant-based and 30% was the protein-based.
Okay.
And on that time, we explored so many vegetables, so many different ingredients. Even the desserts which I made on that time, it is made with the black garlic.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So on that time, me and Himanshu, like we are like a brother and we always fight. We always talk with each other.
The best sibling relationship.
The best sibling relationship, you can say. And so we were discussing about like why we are not curating something for the vegetarian only and why we are not doing a entire vegetarian menu.
Yeah.
So initially we thought like we will make Tress in the Studio menu a pure vegetarian one day, like for one season. And then we will do something. But then Himanshu said, no, we cannot break the Tress in the Studio chain or something. We will create something, a new restaurant.
Okay.
And then we share this idea to Mr. Nath, our owner. And he like always said yes. He never said no to us. And he told us like 2020, something in the mid, we will open something. But then the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
Everything stopped. No one was doing any fresh investment.
Yeah.
So of course we did the same. When Tress in the Studio got so much good things in the market.
Yes.
And when Mr. Nath decided to move Tress in the Studio, so that location was there. And we still believe, like me and Himanshu, we still believe that is one of the lucky place for everyone.
Yeah.
Mr. Nath came to us like, why don't you start that concept? So then I asked him like, can I do that thing? And he said, yes, of course, I have a full faith on you. I'm giving you this much money. Now, whatever you want to do, you do, and just start this concept. And that's how the Avtara born.
Yeah, and that opened in 2022.
Yeah, that's opened in 1st March 2022.
Okay, and how was the reception at that point? I mean, I think I was there in April of that year, and I loved it, and it was just nice to try something different.
So, when we start this concept, I was very scared.
Okay.
Because it's a vegetarian restaurant, first time in Dubai. Dubai is a place where people come and they are really travel to eat a good quality of meat products. So when we start this concept and slowly we also think we have to remove onion and garlic from the food because it's overpowering. When we were doing the trial, we realized the onion garlic is overpowering.
Yeah.
But again, that is a very big thing for us because you are removing onion garlic, which is a prime ingredient for the Indian cuisine. It's very same like you are removing tomatoes or olive from the Italian kitchen.
Yeah.
So I told my team, we are not going to disclose this, that we are not using it. Once we will settle down, then we will tell people that we are not using this thing. But accidentally, my manager, he told this to the guest, we are not using the onion and garlic in the menu. And it changed everything. Now it became an SOP.
Yeah.
People now come to us, if you belong to the Jain community who really don't eat onion and garlic or something below to the ground, they come to Avtara with a free mind. They know this place is for them.
Yeah.
Even there are so many people who really want to come and try the Avtara vegetarian version.
Yeah.
So that kind of response which we get from the market.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. You know, you mentioned about the onion and garlic because I think, you know, when I found out as well, I was so shocked because like you say, it's a staple in Indian cuisine. Like even if I cook, you know, maybe some of my mom's recipes at home, I chop my onion, I keep my ginger garlic paste ready. You know, it's so I can't think of how to cook without it. Was it a challenge to remove it from the menu? I mean, from a culinary perspective while you're cooking in the kitchen?
No, actually, when we opened Avtara, so on that time when we were doing trial in the kitchen, so the menu which when we are curating, it's look very ordinary.
Yeah.
So I thought we are opening a vegetarian restaurant, but there is nothing difference I can give it to the people.
Mm.
So, and the flavor of the vegetable, it's not coming out well because it tastes similar like the dressing food or the carnival food, which I'm doing from last 6-7 years. So I thought, no, we have to do something different. And that's how we have started to remove onion and garlic.
Okay.
Because onion and garlic is too overpowering to the dish. And that is actually the other vegetable flavor, which is going to be a hero in the restaurant.
Yeah.
It is not coming out well.
Yeah.
So first challenge which we took, that is onion garlic. Then we also took the second challenge where we are not serving any mushroom and the paneer and cottage cheese dish.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we eliminate that thing. We focus on one thing, we have to celebrate the vegetables, whatever we have. And we have to celebrate the fruits, lentil, millets, everything. And we're still doing that.
Yeah, and I feel like you've also, through the menu, highlighted perhaps vegetables that people may not like or often use. I think you have bitter gourd in the menu as well, which not many people like. I mean, I don't particularly like it, but when I tasted it here, I just thought, this tastes pretty good. How is this possible?
So first thing, when we opened Avtara, the first menu which we did, it was a very normal menu, which is very familiar to every Indian people. And on that time, it's the first menu. So we were not taking so many challenges already. Four challenges were there. So the menu was very simple. It was interesting. It was tasty. It was for everyone. When we introduced the second menu, so we usually do a team meeting.
When did the second menu launch?
Second menu we launched in July. Okay. In August 2022.
Okay, yep.
So I ask everyone, tell me what vegetable you don't want to eat in your life.
Okay.
And everyone pick their vegetable. Even you can't believe we have one girl and she don't eat tomato.
Okay.
And that's the same habit of my daughter as well.
Okay.
She don't like to eat tomato. Whenever she found tomato in any food, she remove it. So based on that, we curate the menu. So we have introduced bitter gourd. We have introduced bottle gourd.
Yeah.
One dish based on tomato only. There's one guy who don't want to eat jackfruit because he don't like the aroma of the jackfruit. Now, once you are working with the bitter gourd or the bottle gourd, which is people's least favorite vegetables, you can achieve everything.
When we come back, Chef Rahul tells us how he's cultivated such a strong team behind his restaurants. That's right after this short break.
Let's talk about our tomatoes. Our Spinney's Food tomatoes come from Ladoria. Tomato processors based out of Italy since 1954. They source their tomatoes across the provinces of Campania, which has a lot of great volcanic good soil, and Apulia, which is close to the sea.
Yes, the tomatoes are grown in natural conditions and then processed within 24 hours of picking through the summer to lock in that freshness that you enjoy with our tomatoes.
We love working with partners like Ladoria. In 2016, they became the first Italian tomato company to produce a sustainability report outlining their carbon dioxide reduction goals. Here's Diodato Ferraioli, who represents the third generation of this family business.
We have been able to map our CO2 consumption throughout all our extended supply chain, and we're putting into place several activities in order to reduce our impact. For instance, we are setting up new photovoltaic plants to be always less reliable on energy coming from non-renewable sources.
In 2022, the company recovered 98% of its food waste, which is just fantastic. So the next time you want delicious tomatoes, you can shop them at spinneys.com or grab a can in our stores.
Welcome back. I'm Devina Devecha, and you're listening to Nourished by Spinneys and my conversation with Chef Rahul Rana of Avtara. I'd love to have you walk us through the menu or just explain a little bit about the concept, because I'm looking at the menu card right now, for example, and it says the chakras of life. Do you want to just tell us a little bit more about this menu?
So the first question is, what is chakras? So everything, whatever you see, whatever you feel, that is energy.
Yeah.
And chakra is also the energy which is written or mentioned in the Vedas. That is a Hindu sacred scripture. And chakra got famous when people started doing yoga.
Mm.
And it is believed there is 114 chakras in our body.
Okay.
But there is 7 chakra which is very main thing in our body and which is connected through inner spine. So usually people thought that chakra started from the top,
okay,
from the head, but no, chakra started from the bottom.
Okay.
Like how the tree grows.
Right.
Tree grows from the root and then it flourish.
Yeah.
So to heal your chakra or to balance your chakra, it's required lots of Ayurvedic exercises, you can say meditation, you can say. But food is something which I personally believe it's a natural healer.
Yeah.
For all kinds of things. Even if you are going to doctor, so people will definitely, if you have pain on your throat, so the first recommendation which come from the doctor, like have hot water or have some ginger or do a gargle with the salty water.
Yeah, yeah.
So based on that, we have designed the chakras menu.
Okay.
And the 7 important chakra which we are doing here, that is root chakra. The first is root chakra, which is start from the base.
Okay.
So your base need to be very strong. And based on that, we have put some particular dishes on there. Then the second one is sacral chakra. Sacral chakra is coming on your belly button.
Yeah.
It's help you to for the sexual desire and everything.
Yeah.
And the third one, if you are feeling very low confidence, so the chakra which is known as solar plexus.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So that's actually encourage your self-confidence. Yeah. So sometimes it happens with people, like the anxiety kind of feeling happen with the people. And you always think it is coming from the brain. No, but that is coming from the solar plexus chakra,
okay,
which is above your belly button. Then the fourth one is heart chakra, which is in the center of the of your chest. The fifth one is throat chakra. And then sixth one is your eye chakra. So eye chakra based on here, which is for your intelligence and all. And the last one is crown chakra, which is known for your spiritual power.
And so with all of these and kind of targeting these different, health benefits to your chakras, I'd love to know, what kind of research or R&D did you have to do for the menu? Because it's almost blending like science with culinary as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So like we have used all those ingredients, which is really helped to improve your gut feeling as well.
Mm.
So like we are using one lentil, which is basically coming from my hometown, and that's known as horse gram.
Okay.
So it is believed that horse gram can naturally heal your stomach stone.
Yeah.
And also, it has so good protein, the natural protein it has, it is going to improve your gut feeling as well. So that's that course we have put on the root chakra.
Okay.
Similar, the dish which we are doing with the passion fruit that we have put in the sacral chakra, which is again belongs to sexual desire. And with the heart chakra, we have dish called broccolini. All the green leaf vegetable or something related to green, we put that on the heart chakra.
What ingredient or vegetable on this menu is not your favorite? Like, for example, I don't like Karela. It's on the menu, but I've eaten it and I like it.
In previous menu, the bottle gourd was something which I really don't want to eat.
Okay.
Yeah, because whenever I cook at my home, I told my wife, I really don't want to eat.
Okay.
I'm ordering something from outside. So, but in this menu, everything is my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, it's it's interesting to see how that's been built. And with all the ingredients in itself, are these, would it be fair to say that all of these ingredients are ones that you would find in India, right?
There are few ingredients which we only find in India because you cannot find it anywhere.
Yeah,
not only even India, there is one ingredient called wild mustard.
Mm-hmm.
It is known as jakhia in my hometown that you can only find in my hometown.
Okay.
You cannot find in even New Delhi or even any other city.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So that is one ingredient. So like I have so many people who belongs to that that place. So they whenever they go for the vacation, they buy it in a bundle and they get it.
Yeah.
Then in our new menu, we are introducing one flower.
Okay.
That is name is rhododendron.
Okay.
In my area, we call it Buranch.
Okay.
It grows in Uttarakhand. Also, it grows in Nepal.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard it that flower also being used to make the COVID vaccine.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we are using that flower. So we have introduced the new cocktail program, even the new mocktail program.
Mm-hmm.
And we are using that flower and we're making our own Aftara Negroni.
Nice.
Yeah. So we get that flower in the month of May. Usually it grows on that time. And then we make the cordial here. And now we are using it in the Aftara Negroni. So that flower is very sour in taste. We add a little bit sugar to balance that sourness.
Yeah.
And then we are giving Aftara Negroni, which is one of my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it just sounds like apart from, you know, the expected ingredients or the usual ingredients, there's a lot of these almost unique ones that you very specific to some places, which is amazing because I guess you're spotlighting.
There are so many ingredients which still people don't know.
Mm.
And if you see the Aftara menu, so we have written so many good things about the vegetable or the food. We are telling about the nutritional benefit about the food. So one thing I personally believe for those people who smoke, so whenever you go and you buy a cigarette packet, it has easily mentioned like it is not good for you.
Yeah.
It is injurious to health.
Yeah.
But still people smoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Similarly, people know what is the benefit of the vegetables and but still they don't want to eat.
Yeah, that's true.
So the thing which we want to tell people, like this vegetable is really good for you. It's a natural healer. These fruits are really good for you. And that's why we have written all the good part about that fruits.
You know, when you mentioned guests and kind of seeing their reactions, I'd love to ask about that because, you know, like you said at the beginning, people are used to eating meat or, you know, non-vegetarian food. Have you come across reactions where people who are, you know, diehard meat eaters come here and just say, okay, I understand now. Do you know what I mean?
The first comment, like they used to tell us, like they, like, I have not missed meat. So this is the reaction from the guest. Last night, we have one guest and I think he was on her third or fourth course.
Okay.
And suddenly I moved to his table and he told me like, you are cheated on us. So I said, why? What happened, sir? Is there something wrong? He said, no, this is not a one Michelin star. It is more than that. So that kind of reaction we used to get like when the people started their meal.
I would have to agree with the comments your guests have given. I didn't even notice whether there was, you know, it just, it didn't matter because the food was so good. Like, I didn't notice, like, oh, I didn't have chicken or I didn't have beef or I didn't have whatever. It's a great experience. So I always tell people, please try it, even if you're not a vegetarian, because you will be surprised. But you mentioned the Michelin star. That was amazing news. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
One Michelin star. How has that changed anything for you, if anything, you know, in the kitchen? I mean, do you feel the pressure? How did you feel after that?
Actually, I've never take that as a pressure, because when we opened Avtara, so the first thing we did in the restaurant, we serve guests with full heart.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing which we are doing today.
Yeah.
So I just told my boys, we don't need to take any pressure. We have to just do the same thing which we are doing before the Michelin. I have so many bottles of wine, which has a beautiful feedback written by the people. So I love to tell this to everyone. Like, for me, that is the most important and precious thing in my life. So I have started there in my previous location, and I especially told my designer that this is something very close to me, because people have written so many good comments on those wine bottles, and I really want to have that in my kitchen.
Yeah, of course.
So Michelin has changed a lot, because we get a very good business after that. And of course, a restaurant which is 1.5 year old receiving the Michelin star is something very, very big thing for us as well. But the most important thing which I feel in the Michelin Guide, even they have given one of my guy a young chef award.
Yes, of course. Yes,
so,
I remember
so that is the most precious thing, because Michelin star, of course, I somewhere somehow I know that my restaurant is going to get the Michelin star. I have that kind of feeling. Lots of sleepless night also,
of course.
The day we have received the email, I was like curious about it, like, are we getting it or not? We are not getting it. So that kind of thing was there. But the best part for me, the guy who received the Michelin Young Chef Award, his name is Omkar. Someone coming to a restaurant and focusing on one person, and that one person is doing his work with full of heart, with full of love. He's taking care of the guest if you're not there. So that sounds very different for me, and I feel really amazing for that.
So has he been with the restaurant since the start?
Yeah, so he is working with us from Carnival by Tresen.
Okay.
Then we transfer him to Tresen.
Yeah.
From Tresen, we transfer him to Avtara.
Yeah.
And whenever we offer him a transfer role, he always accepts that with a happy face.
Yeah.
And that's why, whatever he is receiving it, whatever the recognition he's get, because of his attitude, his positive attitude, his positive nature.
And you said your team has also become bigger since you've moved? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Now the team is bigger.
Yeah.
When we opened Avtara, so the entire team was 7 people.
Okay.
Including
yeah.
service.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now the team is almost 25.
Wow. Okay. Brilliant. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got the bigger space for guests as well,
yes.
which is amazing. How many seats were in the old venue?
The old venue has 20 seats.
Okay, fine.
And now the new venue has 36.
Yeah. And, you know, with the brand in itself as Avtara, you know, what's next? You've moved to a new location. You've got a new menu. I'd love to hear a little bit more about what else you're working on.
So the big news is that Avtara is opening in Mumbai as well.
Yeah.
And it is going to be a little bigger than this
bigger.
One.
Okay, yeah. It's a busy time for you.
It's a busy time for us, because as you know, like in our company, we have 8 restaurants in Dubai and 1 in Mumbai. Now we are opening Avtara in Mumbai. Also, we are opening Carnival in Mumbai. And Carnival is also opening in Goa.
Yeah.
So like 3 restaurants coming together.
And with all of this, you're still doing pastry? You're still overseeing pastry?
I'm doing pastry. That
do
I have
sleep?
To do.
Oh my God, that's so much.
No, my pastry team for each and every restaurant, they are very strong.
Yeah.
So I have to just give them a hint what are the changes which we are doing in the menu, and they start prepping on it, and then I just go for a day or two, and we done everything.
You know, you've mentioned your team so many times, and just how you kind of work with them. Tell me more about that, because it just sounds like you're quite like cooperative, quite like open to collaboration, looking at ideas and trying to develop them further. And that sounds amazing, and it just sounds like it's a very positive kind of space to be. So how would you describe yourself as kind of the leader of your team?
I always open to learn from everyone, whether he is junior or senior.
Yeah.
I tell you a very interesting fact about one of the guy.
Okay.
He is a utility guy. His name is Amit. Uh-huh. And he is working when we open Avtara.
Okay.
He washed the dishes in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So whenever he saw a bowl empty, he come to me, "Chef, whatever the bowls today I've received, they all were empty. Everyone loved the food." I said, "Okay, Amit." Next day, if someone left something, "Chef, I think there is something wrong on this dish. You have to check. And or even you have to go and check with the guest what's wrong." So that's kind of, I would say, collaboration happened in the kitchen, where each and every member like take his role very seriously.
Yeah.
So Amit is a guy, he's one of my favorite guy in the kitchen, because he never think like he's my chef. He always treat me as a, like, I always treat them as a brother,
as a brother,
as a senior brother. If someone is elder than me, so I always treat him as a brother. I never said their name. I give them a different name, which I feel it's a very respectable thing for them. So I always listen to them.
Yeah.
That is the best part of me, I would say.
Yeah. And I think, like you say, even when you're traveling so much, to be able to kind of trust the team the way that you do, to continue the kind of the ethos or the principle of the restaurant, that's amazing. And
that's the best part of each one of them. They know their responsibility. I told everyone, we have to taste the food at least 10 times. So one curry, we have to taste 10 times, because we are not that much genius who can understand the food with one spoon. So I keep tasting my food. End of the day, I'm feeling satisfied. Okay, I can send that food to my guest.
Yeah.
So that kind of relationship maintained with them. They know what I want. They know what I don't want, what kind of thing will make me irritated. So, and even sometime, if I am taking something very light, they will not take it. So Kamlesh and Omkar, they both are like this. Yesterday, this thing happened in the restaurant. It should not happen. So I said, okay, let's easy. It's a mistake. I have seen 3 Michelin star restaurant doing mistake. Sometime it happened. Chef, no, we don't want to listen to you. It should not happen.
You're more easygoing than they are.
So sometime I feel I'm the chef.
Yeah, but it's good to have a team like that. That's, I mean, sounds quite supportive and just kind of cares. I mean, everyone seems to treat it like this is their restaurant.
Yeah. It's their restaurant.
Yeah.
They know, because as I mentioned, when we opened, we were 7 people.
Yeah.
So they know like how much we all run to make this brand.
Yeah.
So they know the importance of this brand. They know the importance of this Michelin star. So that is all. Like, people love to work here with full responsibility. I never look what they are doing. I never ask what they are doing. It is completely their job. My job is to make them feel like they are working in a very good environment.
I wanted to ask a question, which is not about the restaurant.
Yeah.
But it's a question we ask all our podcast guests.
Okay.
Going in with the theme of the name of our podcast, which is Nourish, okay. I'd love to know what it is that nourishes your soul.
Okay. So I'm a very spiritual guy. And as I'm from Uttarakhand. Uttarakhand is a place which is known for land of God, Dev Bhumi. So one thing I've learned from my family, like whenever you eat something or whenever you cook something, you have to offer something to the God. And that kind of philosophy, like I always follow. To nourish my soul, I read Bhagavad Gita. I do Hanuman Chalisa. As I told you, I'm a very spiritual guy. So that kind of things, that kind of positive thoughts give me a very positive energy. So I think that is the best thing to nourish your soul. If you believe in God, and if you tell to the God, like, whatever I'm achieving, it is because of you. So that is the best part to nourish your soul.
Great. Well, thank you very much for having us here today. Again, the space looks amazing. And congratulations on
the
opening.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming.
You know, I found it so interesting that they don't feature the standard heroes you see in Indian cuisine, or even meat substitutions like mushroom and paneer.
I know, but even the fact that they don't use onion and garlic. Yeah, as you heard me tell Chef Rahul, I wouldn't know where to begin when I'm cooking Indian food without first sauteing some onion and garlic. If you enjoyed this, we'll have a bonus episode with Chef Rahul next week, where we both share our favorite dishes on their Chakra menu and the story behind the rabbit and the two fig leaves.
How intriguing. Yes, so stay tuned for that. And also don't forget to check out my conversation with Chef Himanshu Saini of Trescent. That's in our show notes.
This episode was brought to you by Spinneys and is hosted by me, Devina Devecha, and Tiffany Eslick. We're produced by Chirag Desai. You can follow Spinneys on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok for more, and visit us at spinneys.com, where you can shop for fresh produce and a variety of local and exclusive products.
We'll be back with a new episode with a British-born Omani Zanzibari author in 2 weeks. See you then!